On the show today, we have Line Data's Ron Meyer talking about technology's impact on bank and credit union talent retention, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Ron Meyer from Line Data. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. Hey, we're talking about something extremely timely here, technology's impact on bank and credit union talent retention. This is such a hot topic right now. We're calling it, I guess, the war for talent, and it sounds like technology is an integral part of what's going on here. So what is technology's impact on bank and credit union talent retention these days? What's the latest here, Ron?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, my assessment of this is largely based on 27 years of experience working with financial institutions. And I think we'd be remiss to say that it wasn't great on employee retention in both banks and credit unions. Mm-hmm. And I think that it stems from really two types of experiences that I personally have. And this idea about technology and employee retention is really something that a lot of people don't really grasp until somebody brings it to their attention.
Right.
And the first thing that that you have to focus on is the user experience itself.
Mm-hmm.
I find that whenever I'm presented with a new piece of technology and I have to learn that technology in order to do my job, there's either one or two things that are going to happen to me as an employee in a financial institution. The first is going to be that I'm going to be an adopter of that technology.
Right.
And if I'm an adopter of that technology, I may even become a promoter of that technology in order to help me do my job.
Right.
And when I adopt to that technology and I'm familiar with its usage, I'm obviously a happier employee, I'm an efficient employee, and I'm using that technology to the best of my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the other side of that spectrum, what you really get is an employee who is not happy with the experience that they're receiving.
Yeah.
The software doesn't do what they expect it to do. It's very difficult to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of situations result in what I'm going to call employee disengagement. And when you have a disengaged employee in a financial institution, you have an employee who obviously isn't performing to the productivity level that you expect them at. And at the same time, I think that is an employee that may be looking for, you know, another financial institution to go work for.
Right, right.
I think the biggest thing that I can say to all the listeners that are out there, Mike, is that what's very common is if you were ever a hiring manager or you were an employee that sat next to an employee that you were training on a new job,
mm-hmm.
One of the first comments you hear out of that employee is, hey, this is what we used to use, and this is how we did this job. And really, that in itself is a statement from your new hire about how important technology is in your organization.
Yeah.
And I think that taking heed of that and taking that to the next level, I think that you can easily correlate that technology is very important to employee retention because that new employee is immediately giving you feedback on the systems that they use, mm-hmm. and their perception of those systems.
Yeah, good or bad, which is something that we experienced trying to use the new version of Skype just a few minutes ago. There was
exactly.
an extreme disengagement with the new version, but we're working on that.
Exactly.
So can you provide some numbers to kind of illustrate what's happening here with these folks?
Yeah, sure. It's that time of the year right now, Mike, where you get, you know, the Societies for Human Resources, and you get a lot of recruitment firms right now that are publishing articles and statistics regarding employment in North America and in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things as I go through these surveys, because I like to keep my pulse on the finger of what's happening in financial services, is a lot of these firms, and it's been historic for the last 5 years, really the biggest reason that employees are leaving a financial institution or their organization is simply because they feel that the compensation level isn't adequate for what they're doing.
Right.
Okay. As a matter of fact, you know, the statistical study for 2017 said 72% of employees who left their job stated that compensation was a reason. Now, that's closely followed by a 57% response population saying that, you know, their job lacked opportunity. So the two big ones
right.
that are always out there and once again are there for 2017 are opportunity and compensation. And then they're closely followed by the next three. The next three being a work culture that you can embrace.
Yeah.
A work-life balance that your job provides to you, mm-hmm. and a level of collaboration. It seems to me that when you look at any employee survey over the last couple of years, those are the things that people are leaving their jobs for and what they're looking for in new mm-hmm. jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically enough, in 2017, what you finally saw was employers grasping the rationale for why people were leaving. And to that, there's a real good alignment right now, Mike, in the market space where employers are realizing that why employees are leaving is very important to them, and they realize that they can do something about it.
Yeah, totally. This is something that can be easily fixed.
Right. So when you take a look at these five things that I just threw out to you, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to tie this back, is some of the things that we're not doing are looking at the granularity of these larger responses. You know, we're saying, it's opportunity, and I'll start with that one as an example, okay?
Yeah.
To me, technology creates opportunity.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I don't feel as an employee that I have a lot of opportunity if I spend all of my time bridging manual processes in a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I have a piece of technology that does that and gets me out of that mundane responsibility, then I can focus on more value-added activities for the organization. And I might, in a sense, say that I have more opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly with work-life balance, okay? Automation is part of technology, and automation creates efficiency. And in a lot of respects, what everybody's doing in financial services right now is they're trying to automate processes that are very repetitive, okay?
Yeah.
And if you can automate those processes, that means that you can do more with less, which has been a term that we use in the financial services industry probably for maybe the better part of the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably it's overused.
Yeah.
So if I can do something and technology is enabling me to do it faster, chances are I have a better work-life balance
mm-hmm.
as well. That next area I talked about, work culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's huge.
I think it's fair to say that every bank or credit union embraces some sort of culture that looks to technology. Okay, we have to in the financial services
yep.
industry.
Yep.
Very straightforward, okay? And if you're into a culture that embraces technology and you yourself are not afraid of that technology, then we're going to be in a good place between the employer-employee relationship.
Yep, no doubt.
And I've always thought that systems and technology actually promote collaboration. Now, that was the fourth point that I'd make.
Mm-hmm.
When I speak about a collaborative environment in what I call financial services,
mm-hmm.
That means I want to know what my colleagues are working on. If I'm involved in a process, where are we at in the context of the full process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think technology gives employees a more collaborative work environment simply because whether they use that technology to communicate with each other or they pick up the phone, the rationale behind it is I know what they're doing, I know where they're at, I know when I can expect something, and I know what's expected of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves that final component that I didn't touch on, which is the actual compensation area.
Right.
Now, traditionally, in financial services, you know, we look towards technology to create efficiency gains. And the other large reason that we look for it is that we want to remain competitive or we want a competitive advantage
mm-hmm.
in a certain area of that market space to try to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the main objective for why we're here.
Yep.
And to me, I focus on the productivity side of that. And we look at, you know, what we call the efficiency ratio. Really, it's a measure of how much do I spend for how much do I earn
mm-hmm.
in terms of every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Become a very important indicator of how financial institutions are operating. And to me, organizations which are more efficient are actually more profitable.
Yep.
And I don't think that it's a very far stretch to say that if I work for a profitable financial institution that's making its metrics in terms of targets,
mm-hmm.
that I can be compensated more for the job that I do.
Of course.
So really what I'm trying to get at here is if you look at the five reasons why in all these studies that people are leaving or what they're looking for in employment,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you can draw a line, a dotted line, to the fact that it has some sort of relevance to technology.
Yep, You're spot on. You hit the nail on the head here. And so why is this so important right now? Because, I mean, from my perspective and what I've heard in the industry, and you might echo this, you might not, but there's this war for talent. Like we said at the top, there's some really talented folks out there, and they're going to go to the best places. And like you said, and technology is kind of the thread that runs through them all, that makes life a little bit easier, makes things more productive, makes things more efficient, makes things just a lot better. And so I think these top folks are going to go to those organizations that are going to be operating at maximum level or at a more efficient level. And I think a culture has a lot to do with it as well. So, yeah.
And I have to agree with you 100% on that, Mike. My first assessment of this is we are in what I call a very tight labor market. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. If you look at the most recent studies that have been released by the federal government, our unemployment rate is stable at 4.1%.
Wow.
To some economists, they almost call that zero employment. I don't know whether I subscribe to that, and I don't know qualified to say that.
Yeah.
But
It's pretty good since about a decade ago. It's pretty darn good.
Right. And we have now reached what is 87 consecutive months of economic job growth in the United States. Mm-hmm. I've heard it, and I'm starting to believe it as I talk to my colleagues in financial services, that it is getting very hard to find qualified applicants for job positions that are open mm-hmm. in financial institutions.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The second thing that we have is an issue with employee turnover. Okay, now employee turnover is now at 13%. Okay, whether you like that number, whether you say that that's high or low relative to your organization, mm-hmm. is really an assessment that you can make. But what essentially it means to me is that one out of every 10 people that I work with is not going to be working with me at the end of the year.
Yeah, they're looking. They're looking.
And when you think about that, in an organization, some of the larger financial institutions in the United States or North America, mm-hmm. Losing one out of every 10 people is a very significant number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I've also heard from recruitment statistics is that from the time now that I post a job, from the time I get from the point where an employee leaves and I get to a human resources department and actually post a job position, there's about a 50-day window until that job is actually accepted by an applicant.
Hmm.
Okay. So what it really boils down to is there's a tremendous cost involved, and that's why it's important. A tight labor market with tremendous cost involved. You know, when you look at the cost, you've got the offboarding cost, which is the cost to essentially take care of a departing employee. You know, you got exit interviews, you've got compensation package wrap-ups, mm-hmm. Things of that nature. We talked about that recruitment cost. The recruitment cost, believe it or not, is pretty substantial, and it's part of the next figure that I'll give you. But we've got an onboarding cost as well, which is training.
Training, yeah.
Okay.
Time consuming.
And an employee orientation. Mm-hmm. And finally, we've got this thing, what I call the productivity, the time it takes to ramp an employee up to being 100% productive. Now, most studies in financial services will say that it, on average, will take an employee about 9 months to come up to full productivity, depending on your job position.
Yeah, I see that.
And,
mm-hmm.
and some would say, depending on more complex job positions, it might even take up to a year.
Yep.
That cost, depending on which study and survey you subscribe to in 2017 at year end,
mm-hmm.
put the cost of an actual departure to rehire at 20% to 33% of an employee's base pay.
Goodness, that is a high number. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if 33 is a little too high, but I can certainly gravitate towards 20% of an employee's salary
mm-hmm.
in terms of all the cost it takes to get them to a level where they are a productive member yeah. of that team and working just as fast as your seasoned employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I mean, the more complex somebody's position is, the longer it takes to get them up to speed and up to productivity where they can be just, you know, working at full maximum productivity. Yeah, oh my gosh. So what can financial institutions do in the meantime? If they're kind of working on these things, I mean, you know, transforming a culture is not an overnight thing, and doing some of these other things, they're not overnight. You flip a switch, and all of a sudden, hey, here we are. These things take a little bit of time to, but I mean, they eventually get there, obviously. But so what can they do in the meantime? I mean, is it just kind of like, okay, let's start taking some baby steps in these directions and one day we'll get there eventually? Or what else can they do? Track these people.
You'll find my answer to this question, Mike, rather interesting. I mean, okay. part of my job working for Line Data is kind of keeping my finger and pulse on what's happening out there in financial services. Mm-hmm. Okay, and on an annual basis, I personally will go through all of what would be probably about 140, maybe 145 financial institutions in all of North America, mm-hmm. and I look up what their strategies are. Now, in 2016. We started to see the advent of a strategy that involved talent acquisition and employee retention, okay? And in 2017, that strategy was gaining adaptive activity mm-hmm. throughout all the financial institutions. And I think that, you know, having that strategy at an enterprise level is a very important aspect of how you can retain employees. Mm-hmm. In other words, if the organization is promoting the fact that it's very important for them to do this, mm-hmm. they're going to take some effort to try to get to that level where they're actually very cautious about this yeah. and they're monitoring that situation. And that strategy involves more than just saying, hey, I'm going to be very aware of this as an employer. Mm-hmm. It also involves a good communication strategy, and it involves a good change management strategy mm-hmm. as well. The second thing, and I don't think anybody would doubt this, is that you have to have effective management. Okay, that management has to it has to execute on that strategy, but more importantly, that management has to get the most out of their employees, and they have to make sure that their employees are happy. Mm-hmm. In my personal experience, 27 years in financial services, I found that people come into a management position by one of two ways. It's A, they've been in that position so long and worked in that organization that naturally they're just the next candidate to move into an open managerial position.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second type of management position that's filled is filled by somebody who is truly a motivator of people, who knows how to create a happy workforce, create a cohesive team, and they know how to get the job done, and they know how to collaborate with each other. Okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the harder type management personnel that everybody's trying to find in the industry.
Right.
The third thing I think I'm starting to see, and you see a lot of it, is employee surveys. I've even noticed that some of the financial institutions, and I'm talking about ones that are maybe publicly traded at mm-hmm. this point, mm-hmm. are actually broadcasting to the actual public community, their shareholders, in fact, that they're actually putting out their scores from their employees. Mm-hmm. I think they view that employee satisfaction is the key to their success, and they want to ensure their shareholders that they, in fact, are doing this, they're getting the job done and keeping their employees happy. Mm-hmm. The next one I'm going to say is, and I start to see a lot of this, and this has really been around for a decade or so, but employee engagement programs, the training of your employees, yeah. the mentoring that goes on, team building workshops, and even reward and recognition programs. Yeah. Those are always popular things that you can offer to your employees to try to keep them happy. You can always look at what they call the benefits side of this coin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I look at that in two aspects. I look at that in terms of benefits that you can give without actually putting forth money or compensation, and those that actually do involve compensation. Now, some of the ones that I've seen that are more popular are a relaxed dress code, the opportunity to telecommute if your job actually allows that,
yeah, yeah.
maybe even flex time, that you don't have to work the standard 9-to-5 job mm-hmm. in the industry. If maybe you're not a front end person that actually has to, attend to customer needs
right.
and you're more of a back office employee, that, mm-hmm. that might be an option mm-hmm. for you. On the pay side of the coin, everybody's looking for an attractive 401k package. I have seen, in this has actually been about a decade old now, is this introduction of performance pay, which is really the key or the foundation of what I'll call KPIs and MBOs.
Mm-hmm.
hey, you get this job done for me. This is what's in it for you as a reward for the employee.
Love it. Love it.
Some employees are even rewarding long-term employees with paid sabbaticals at this point.
Oh, sweet.
And I've seen that at some of the larger financial institutions starting at about $10 billion and up.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
You have paid sabbatical programs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think, Mike, I think last but not least, I mean, if all else fails, and I know that everybody does some portion of the things that I've announced or that I've talked about before, is, you know, you should be looking as an organization at succession planning. Okay.
Indeed.
If the job market is that tight and it's hard to find qualified people to do jobs, then have a succession plan that's successful in your organization so that most of the hiring that you're going to do are entry-level positions where there may be more applicants that can be suitable for those particular jobs.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I mean, that's really how it rolls up to me.
Okay. Very cool. Oh, my gosh, Ron, this is, I mean, you're hitting the nail on every head. This is spot on stuff here. I love this. I love this. Is there any place we can find out more information on this stuff? Do we go to Line Data's website and check this stuff out? Or is there any, where do we go to find out more information on this topic for?
Well, I think that, as I said at the onset of our discussion, Mike, you know, obviously there's a lot of information that's being published right now in the months of January and February from what I would call recruiting firms and the Society for Human Resource Management. I think that those, you know, you can find those articles very easily by searching about, you know, the cost of employee retention or employee retention techniques. You can find all this information out there on the internet. But more importantly, I think that successful organizations are already gravitating towards a lot of what I've talked about earlier today.
Yeah, you're right. Again, your spot. Everything you said was like, he's right. So very cool stuff. And technology, like you said at the top of the show, is kind of that thread that runs through all of it. So very cool stuff. Anything else here to wrap up, Ron? Any final words here?
Well, Mike, if I can leave everyone with one thought,
sure.
Okay, it's never to underestimate technology's impact on your employees' happiness. Okay, I think that you know, during the 15, maybe 20 minutes that you and I have discussed this, I hope I've brought to everyone's attention that, you know, technology is very, very important from a user adaptation and a user satisfaction, employee satisfaction aspect. And organizations that embrace that technology are organizations that are going to succeed. Mm-hmm. You know, we in financial services live in a, you know, we live and die in an environment that technology is actually what's going to, it's going to create our, you know, opportunities to seize market share. And it's been very tough in our market space to try to gain customers as well.
You're right.
And so we look towards these technologies to do this. But when we look to those technologies as well, we have to look at whether or not they're going to make our employees happy as well, because that employee cost is really something that people need to consider. And when you take this down to that very granular level, like you and I just did, you realize the importance of how important that technology is to keeping that employee in your organization and engaged.
Indeed. Happy employees, happy customers, profitable business.
That's right.
Ball boils down to that. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate the time today. Thank you very much. And this is such great information. So appreciate that. Let's check in down the line, see if we can chat some more on this topic. I think this one's not going to go out of style anytime soon. That's for sure.
Well, that sounds great too, Mike. And you know, we can talk about more than just this topic as well. Really, any topic that is within financial services is really on the plate for us here.
Very cool. All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. And on that note, have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.